let's talk about using eye accessing patterns. In a later CD, we'll cover in detail how to use eye accessing patterns when eliciting people's strategies. But that's on a later CD, we'll get there. One of the things we can use eye accessing patterns for is increasing the level of rapport. For instance, if we ask someone a question, maybe it's about whether they like a particular program that we're offering them, and we see their eyes go up into visual remembered, we can then ask them the question, does it look like the program for you? Knowing full well that what they're doing in their mind is seeing pictures, even if they're not consciously aware of it. Just notice how much more effective it is when we know someone's accessing visual to say, does it look like the program for you, rather than maybe saying, how do you feel about it? So it means that we can pace their own internal experience, building rapport, and asking questions which will be the easiest ones for them to remember. So how do we actually use eye accessing patterns in real life? Firstly, obviously, you can't actually ask people all of the eye accessing pattern questions. So we need to very, very quickly ascertain whether somebody is normally or reverse organized. Just ask them a question like, what's your telephone number? Or what's your address? Most people will actually access that from visual remembered memory. Notice where their eyes go. Are they normally organized or reverse organized? Another tip-off, doesn't always work, but it works quite often, is which wrist do they wear their watch on? Most people wear their watch in their AD. So if they're wearing their watch on their left wrist, the chances are they're normally organized. If they're wearing their watch on their right wrist, then quite often they're reverse organized. It's not 100%, but it gives you a good tip-off right at the start. The other thing in real-life situations is obviously we can't say to people, switch off your look-to-listen or look-to-talk rule. So what do we do if they have a look-to-listen or look-to-talk rule? Here's a little unconscious suggestion you can give people. You ask them the question. And when you ask them a question, you glance away momentarily. What that does is it gives them permission to look away to answer the question. You need to be careful, though. As soon as you look away, you still need to have your attention on their eyes so you see the eye accessing pattern. Another thing which I think is well worth doing as you're beginning to learn about eye accessing patterns is actually to memorize the eye accessing pattern chart. It's also useful to learn the questions that actually elicit each of the eye accessing patterns. So you've learned quite a lot about representational systems and eye patterns over this CD. For the rest of the day, notice the predicates that people are using. What does it suggest about their preferred representational systems? Practice matching their preferred representational system with the words that you use. What do you notice about people's tone of voice, their physiology, the way they move, that might give you some indications as to what their preferred representational system is? Throughout the day, notice if you can discover what some people's lead representational system is, which remember you get that from their eye patterns. And then for the rest of the day, just notice whether people are normally organized or reverse organized. By spending a day or two doing that, your skills with representational systems and eye patterns will grow and grow and grow very, very rapidly.